This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, or check us out on our brand new website. We are a month old, going on week four. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. A real quick heads up, friends, we want to let you know that the show will be
from me, I'm about to weep here. But yes, the Dove Television Network is going to be airing the My War series September 16th, which is a Tuesday, prime time. It's 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So it's prime time television, and they're going to be doing it every subsequent Tuesday. And they're also going to be playing
for 18 to 20 weeks, I believe.
Yeah, for how
18
long the series,
episodes,
right,
yeah.
Exactly, for how long the series goes. And then they're also going to be doing replays at various times during the week, too, as well. But you want to make sure to mark that down in your calendar, September 16th on a Tuesday. And then keep in mind, every subsequent Tuesday after that until it's completed, they'll be highlighting that in the Dove Television Network.
Amen.
Primetime, 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your schedule according to where you are located in the United States.
And that is the only reason we will ever give you to turn the boob tube on.
That's right.
It's a prime example.
Dove TV, you
there
can
you
go there.
Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. They are now intertwined. They are in complete alliance. They are working one with another. They feed into each other now. So if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or Sons of Liberty Media, you'll get the screen, and you'll actually see the scroller right on the front there, and it'll link you back and forth to both websites. Phone lines will be accessible today, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And Stephanie, why is that?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want to follow Christ, we want the mind of Christ, and we also want the heart of God, and we always want to make sure that we're led by your spirit, or by the Lord's spirit, rather. For as many as are led by the spirit
what,
of God,
what did you say?
By your spirit.
Oh, we don't want that.
Well, by,
you just sound like Victoria Olsen.
Like I'm praying to the Lord.
Yeah.
By your spirit, Lord. We also want to be led by the spirit of God in everything that we do. Now, yesterday we highlighted the prophet, and the prophet was written by Leonard Ravenhill. And Leonard Ravenhill had some very good things to say. We were also talking about the church and about, you know, apostles and prophets and pastors and evangelists and teachers and so on and so forth. But I want to highlight a few good quotes that Leonard Ravenhill, the man who actually wrote the expose and the prophet that we read yesterday, had to say. He said, "There's one thing we need above everything else. It's something we don't talk about these days. We need a mighty avalanche of conviction of sin."
Yes.
If people don't
that's
have
the purpose of the Holy Ghost, John 16.
To convict the world of sin,
righteousness, and judgment.
That's exactly right. And until we have that conviction of sin, we have no need for repentance and hence no need for a Savior. He also said Jesus did not come into the world to make bad men good. He came into the world to make dead men alive.
Amen.
We are dead in our sins.
Ephesians 2, that's exactly
right.
That's
right. We're dead in our sins. The Lord is called to make us living in and through His Son, Jesus Christ. He said, "I believe every church is either supernatural or superficial. I don't believe there's any middle ground. Again, as the Lord said, I wish you were either hot or cold, but because you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth." We need supernatural churches, not superficial and artificial churches.
And if it's not a church that is actually used by the Holy Ghost to perform the miraculous, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and diverse miracles according to His own will, then it's a counterfeit.
That's right.
So if you're not there and finding your faith in Jesus Christ by the work of the Holy Ghost, then it's a counterfeit. Get out.
That's exactly right. Now, this is interesting to me, this quote he said, because I grew up in a church as a pastor's daughter, so I understand this concept completely. But he said, "Sunday morning attendance shows how popular the church is. Sunday night shows how popular the preacher is. Wednesday prayer meeting shows how popular God is."
Amen.
You know, when
Amen.
You go down that,
that
line,
is awesome.
Growing up in the church, I knew that because on Sunday mornings.
Shoot that over to me.
Okay,
that
well,
is great.
On Sunday mornings, you know, you have the most people. On Sunday night, you see those who are really more dedicated and faithful, you know. They'll be there for Sunday night service. Prayer meeting, you'd have a couple people. Literally, two people at a prayer meeting. And that's showing how important and popular God is. I thought that was such a great quote. Again, one more time. He said, "Sunday morning attendance shows how popular the church is. Sunday night shows how popular the preacher is. And Wednesday prayer meeting shows how popular God is." He said the church is supposed to what? To stop corruption? Is the church doing that? No, the world is corrupting the church.
Huh.
He said, "If I don't believe the word of God, why should you believe it? If we don't believe it, why should the world believe us?" So we're asking the world to
totally.
Be like us when we're exactly like them. We're
That's
being corrupted
a bunch of
by
hypocrisy.
Them. Exactly.
And what we see in America today is nothing but a bunch of hypocrites actually trying to proselytize others into becoming twice as much the sons of hell.
That's exactly
They want
right.
them to look like them. They don't want them to go beyond them. Yet it was Jesus that said, "Unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the religious hypocrites of the day, namely the scribes and the Pharisees," He said, "you'll in no wise have any inheritance into the kingdom of heaven."
That's right.
Rightfully so.
Absolutely. And finally, He said, "I'm sick and tired of only reading about church history. Let's make some by the grace of God." You know, you hear that song, "I want to be a history maker." Let it not just be a song that you sing on a Sunday morning. Let it be an act of your life and devotion to God on a daily basis to seek and save that which is lost and change this world for Christ.
Amen. Folks, what we're going to do, Buggy, how much time we have here? We got 1 minute. What I want to do is when we come back, I want you to wake up to what's going on, friends, because we have in this particular present time, Muslim Brotherhood infiltrating Obama administration. Now, this isn't new news, but I want you to keep in mind there's an Arif Alakhan, okay, Muhammad El-Bayari, Rashad Hussein, Salam al-Maridi, Imam, pay attention to that, Imam Mohammed Magid, Ibu Patel. These are six American Islamist activists who work with the Obama administration who are infiltrated. And by the way, they are Muslim Brotherhood operatives. I'm going to come back and I'm going to play some audio where we have a representative from the state of Texas confronting Janet Napolitano, who is stonewalling.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. You guys have been silent over the last couple of days. What's going on? I know we dump a lot of information on you, but we always love your interaction. Right before the break, I was talking about how we have in this country Muslim Brotherhood infiltration standing behind the devil, working with these devils. Folks, really quick, did you catch during the break the news about John Kerry over in Iraq? And he wanted to know what their interest was in the global alliance that is transpiring. And how are they transpiring? How are they working an alliance together globally? What are they using, friends? Don't tell me I didn't tell you. They're using terrorism to bring forth global alliance. And why are they doing that? Because they want to establish a new world order. Just yesterday, I was talking to my friend and we were watching some videos by Barack Hussein Obama talking about how he was talking overseas about how there needs to be an international alliance, and then talking about how we need to give ourselves over to a sovereign power because we, in essence, cannot take care of ourselves. Now, interestingly enough, he said that again in a foreign nation, not in an America. Going back to George Bush, who called for a new world order over 202 times from the presidential pulpit, going to Barack Hussein Obama, who goes over to Europe, right before he was the president of the United States, calling for a new world order, saying there is no other way. How are they actually doing this? Just keep in mind what I've always said, friends. They are the ones creating the chaos to create a new order. And what are they using? They're using ISIS. They're using radical Islam. And again, keep in mind, since September 11th, which tomorrow will be the anniversary again, interestingly enough, it's been your governments under the Bush administration, the son of Papa Bush, that is asking you to relinquish and to forfeit your rights under the guise of tyranny. Okay? And now we know 13, 14 years later that no longer are there radical jihadists, but now all of a sudden the American people have become the terrorists under the DHS, namely Janet Napolitano. And isn't it interesting, friends, that we have imams that are put into position who are in alliance with Muslim Brotherhood and their operatives in the DHS? In other words, that's the fox in the chicken coop, friends, and you just happen to be the chickens, and you haven't awakened to that fact yet. Now, in saying that, we have Obama's pro-Muslim Brotherhood Homeland Security Advisor. He resigns. Guess where he's heading to, friends? Probably the wrong place to go, but he's going there. He's going to Texas. You'll recall one member of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama's Sharia and Homeland Security Advisors, Mohammed El-Abayari, from past articles, because El-Abayari not only claimed that America is an Islamic country with an Islamically compliant constitution and believes that Islam is the antidote to terrorism. Mm-hmm. Folks, what have I been saying since day one? It's totalitarianism in every sense of the word. What is the difference between what you see through radical Islam today, friends, than that of Adolf Hitler? What is the difference? Absolutely nothing except the color of the skin. Now, going back to the point, last week amid the claims that a terrorist threat was likely on the U.S.-Mexican border by ISIS, the Islamic imam, right? The imam, the religious leader, resigned his post as Homeland Security Advisor to head down south to Texas, right? Now, doesn't anybody think this is a little bizarre? Well, I want to take you over to Muhammad, the Imam El-Abayari, who's exposed by Congress as a Muslim. And I want you to understand exactly what stonewalling is, because what you're going to hear here is, I believe she is a radical lesbian. And as I've always said, friends, what's right behind the lesbians and the homosexuals that are being used as a political battering ram in this country? Well, first we have, the homosexuals. They come out and say, well, if you don't agree with us, then you're, as they perpetuate the crime, you're a homophobe. Well, what's right behind them? Well, as I said before, it took place, friends. Now we have Janet Napolitano defending radical Muslims that are a part of the DHS, that are known allies with the Muslim Brotherhood, which are infiltrated into the DHS. Okay, friends? You have six Islamic activists who work with the Obama administration appointed to the DHS. Here you have Janet Napolitano defending. Listen carefully, but also listen to the representative from Texas who keeps driving the point and driving the point and driving the point. But also notice, I'm not going to finish this because I'll spoil for everybody, but I want you to listen to the intensity. And I want you to listen to the common sense, folks, of what this really comes down to and how telling it is that you have a radical lesbian as the head of the DHS giving way to radical Muslims, just like I have always said that they proceed. And I said, always look behind the radical homosexuals. What's behind them? The Muslims. Trying to implement something unconstitutional and un-American in this country, namely Sharia law. Now, if you don't accept Islam, guess what you're called? Islamophobia. When did that come in? Well, that came in the 90s, right behind the homosexuals. Do you understand? Our Constitution was made for a religious and a moral people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. This is a Christian nation, and you have those snakes trying to infiltrate the very system of government in the United States of America to undermine it at every turn, and they're using the radical homosexuals to do just that. As I have always stated, and I will continuously tell you and tell you figure out, friends, and hopefully it doesn't get to the point where everybody's in trains before they figure out that what I have been saying was a warning, and it's been a prophetic warning, and I'm telling you, I know what I'm telling you is right on the money. Why? Because it's right in front of your face. Now, I've been talking about this for 12 years. The writing is on the wall. It doesn't need a, we don't need a bunch of intellectual debaters or a war on words or another debate to try to figure out what's going on. Pay attention to the fruit, okay? We're going to start this and we're going to play this throughout the duration of the show, but let's go ahead and start this. This is again, the Radical Muslim Brotherhood sympathizer, and well, he's actually a partaker with the Muslim Brotherhood in the DHS. Again, here's Janet Napolitano attempting to defend him. Here we go. Okay, it's playing right now, so we're just letting this thing roll out. Okay, friends, anyways, what we're going to do is we're going to play this out, and as I said, we're going to play this throughout the duration of the show. We're just having some. Here we go.
Do you make the final decision as to who's put on your countering violent extremism working group?
6 weeks away.
We have an individual in the department who is the lead on CVE.
Okay. Are you consulted at all on who's put on that working group?
I have not been, no.
All right. Aware that the president of Israel...
She's not consulted as to who is lining up those that actually dictate in the DHS. Keep in mind, friends, that the Muslim Brotherhood operatives that I've been speaking of, they have strong influence over the U.S. policy. The question is why would the President of the United States appoint them and not tell Janet Napolitano who these men are? That's another question. Go for it.
Imam Majid is a member of that working group, correct?
I can't answer that. I don't know whether that's an accurate statement or not.
Okay. Well, you can go look at your own website and find the documentation.
Okay. Hang on a second. So he just made a point that he derived it from their website. She says, I do not know if that's an accurate statement or not.
Can you believe
that? He said,
that?
Go check your own website because that's where I got this information. Okay? Again, Janet Napolitano being questioned by a representative from Texas concerning radical Islam within the DHS. Go on.
He has been on your working group, the Countering Violence, Violent Extremism. Do you know how many of the members of your Countering Violent Extremism are members of Muslim Brotherhood?
Again, since I'm not involved in the appointment, but if I might.
Well, let me. My time is running out, so I really don't have time. But I've got a very serious question that
needs. She doesn't even know who she's appointing, friends.
Are you familiar with Muhammad? Are you familiar with
that? I would like the ability to expand on my answer if that is all right with you.
I don't have time. I'm running out, and I can't be filibustered.
Well, okay.
But let me ask you. Muhammad Elibiari was a member of the working group. You promoted him, and it said there, I've got articles here that say you swore him in as a member now of your,
your council.
The Homeland Security Advisory Group.
She's swearing them in, friends.
Apparently been given a secret.
She is swearing them in, friends. And she's denying the fact that she knows who they are.
Can you believe that? The blatant,
so she's just doing what she's told without asking any questions. This is your Department of Homeland Security. Oh, yeah. Hey, let's take it back to Hitler. Remember he had something called Fatherland Security? Who is it aimed at, friends? Come right.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN. We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Yes, cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Real quick, friends, if you'd like to jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, it's on the scroll right now, front page, Texas Sheriff to ISIS, rear your head up here and we'll send you to hell. Now, that is the true spirit of a patriot, and that is what America is made out of. Folks, let's go back a couple thousand years really quick, and let me read this, because I want you to hear firsthand exactly what, again, the Lord said would happen to a nation that forgets his commandments. This is exactly what is taking place today. A couple thousand years ago, friends, okay? But if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, the moral law of God, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul shall abhor my judgments so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, the first thing he said is, I will do this unto you. I will even appoint terror over you. Then he goes on and he says, I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. I hope everybody's hearing what I'm talking about here, because again, here's the Lord warning the people that history is repeating itself. If you will not take heed and come back and return unto the Lord, this is exactly what's going to happen. Going over to Deuteronomy 28, verse 36, the Lord shall bring thee and the king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there thou shalt serve other gods. Now, is that what we're seeing today, friends? Is that what we're up against? This is exactly when you tolerate just a little bit of sin. You need to keep in mind that the enemy always attempts to get in so he can come and steal, kill, and destroy. And this is exactly what we have. Now, friends, going back to my point concerning the radical homosexuals and going over to the radical Islam in which we're dealing with today, it's interesting in the state of Minnesota here, we have Keith Ellison, who is the chairperson for the LGBT. And keep in mind, Keith Ellison is the first radical Muslim to be, well, he's not here in that position lawfully because he is contrary. He's an enemy to the Constitution of the United States of America, but the American people have stood down on it, so therefore that's why he's there. But it's interesting, you have the fox in the chicken coop there too. Now, again, keep in mind, friends, I've been talking about this for years. I've been telling the American people, I've been warning the radical homosexuals that you are being used. And that's exactly what is going on here. So let's get back to this point, folks. We're talking about radical Muslim Brotherhood infiltration into the DHS. This is Janet Napolitano, the head of the DHS, denying. Well, I don't know that to be factual, said he.
When she's swearing him in. Can you believe that?
And I didn't appoint him. Yes, you did. And the information that's being asked of her is on her website. And this representative is nailing her and saying, well, wait a second, this is from your website. So don't sit there and tell me it's not valid or you're not sure of the validity of the information. I found it on your website. Let's continue on. This is Napolitano being questioned by a representative from Texas.
Group, you promoted him, and it said there, I've got articles here that say you swore him in as a member now of your, the Homeland Security Advisory Group. He's apparently been given a secret clearance. Do you know Mr. Elibieri?
Yes.
Okay. Were you aware he had a secret clearance?
I believe everybody on the Homeland Security Advisory Council ultimately gets a secret clearance.
Would you be surprised if they look at... Well, I don't want to tell, but... were you aware that he spoke at the big event in Texas honoring the Ayatollah Khomeini?
Who murdered his own
I'm
people.
I'm not aware of all the places he has spoken.
The chairman's time has expired.
If I could just have 15 seconds, this is critical. Secretary, were you aware that a week ago today, from his home computer, he accessed the SLIC database, got information off, and has been shopping a story to national media on Islamophobia directed at the governor of Texas and the security folks there in Texas?
Hang on a second. Do you see what they're doing? It's the same thing the radical homosexuals use. And there is the totalitarianism again, friends. People need to understand what I'm telling you. Because if you can figure this much out, you're going to understand how your enemy functions. They pull your hair, they smack your face, they perpetuate the crimes against you, and then they themselves cry victim. Did you hear what he just said? He's promoting, he's shopping the outlets that will actually attack Rick Perry for Islamophobia. Now, who's doing the attacking? This Elibieri, this individual that has secret access to documentation in our country, that's appointed to the DHS, appointed there to supposedly protect the American people, when in fact they're attacking the American people. They're setting the American people up for the fall.
That's right.
You need to understand what is going on. These devils don't tell the truth. They don't tell the truth. And you cannot bend the knee and you cannot bow the knee. In dealing with people like this, you cannot appease an enemy like this. You must deal with an enemy like this. Go on.
Were you aware of that?
No.
She's playing stupid on purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
Do we need to appoint somebody, or will you have that investigated yourself, and if so, by whom?
Well, since I don't know the facts, I'll have to look into the facts.
Okay, now stop again. Now, folks, we're talking about the head of the Department of Homeland Security.
Just doesn't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's appointed, he's promoted, and she has no idea.
Well, first of all, she wasn't aware of him, right? And they said, well, if you go to your own website, he's there. And he's got the article saying that you're the one that swore him in, and you're just, I don't know, I'm not aware.
But wait a second. This falls to the American people that are tolerating these crimes. These are the people that are appointed to protect you. Let me take it over to illegal immigration. Illegal immigration, as I said. America, you're the ones that are suspect terrorists when you go into the airport. But illegals that cross the border, go to the airport, they get a pass. When is the American people, and when are the American people going to wake up to the fact that they that observe lying vanities forsake your own mercy? You are forsaking your own mercy by standing down to this crime. And crime it is. And crime must be brought to the light. And the law must be magnified against their crimes to bring forth justice. And America must send a signal, because if America does not come together on this issue concerning this criminal administration, folks, I don't know what to tell you. And because nobody likes to hear, I told you so. You know, and I'm on the same boat with you. And I love you enough to tell you the truth. But friends, there are people out there breaking into the world of this crime syndicate, putting their necks on the line, giving you the information that you need to know. But America, they're giving that information for you to respond to. Don't stand back and expect someone else to do it for you. Now, when we look at the sheriff in Texas that said, listen, if they rear their head up over here, we're going to send them to hell. That's what every American must stand up and say. Not just the sheriff. Because people, these people mean to do you harm. And how can I verify that? September 11, 2001. Okay. Regardless of who's responsible, it's the same devil behind all of them. Okay, go on.
So you'll be the one to make that call.
We'll have somebody. It'll be myself or someone.
Does it concern you at all that it happened?
The gentleman's time has expired.
Okay, now it's going to go on to the next interrogation. That was the one that was.
When you were
here, we go. I'll just let him explain
before,
it.
Before, back in October, we discussed gentleman Mr. Elibieri, and the week before he had been online using the secret security clearance that you had given him when you placed him on the advisory, the Homeland Security Advisory Council, and he had used that to access the state and local intelligence community of interest classified material database and downloaded material. And we had information that he had shopped that trying to claim Texas was Islamophobes because they were concerned about
radical.
Stop
for a second. The term, did you notice that?
Yeah, Islamophobes.
Okay, the infiltrators, the criminals to America that have been appointed by this criminal administration to the Department of Homeland Security are calling those that don't accept Sharia law is Islamophobic, right behind the homosexuals. Okay, homophobic. Islamophobic. Now listen carefully. Just like the word racist, it's a different story, but it's the same parallel. Islamophobic was created in the early 1990s by none other than the International Institute for Islamic Thought, another front group of the Muslim Brotherhood. Friends, it was designed as a weapon to advance a totalitarian cause by stigmatizing critics and silencing them. When you stand up against the President of the United States, what do people say?
You're racist.
That's exactly right.
You're racist.
So while he's perpetuating crimes against the law, namely the Constitutional Republic and the American people, it's not an issue of color. Let me set the record straight. It's not a color of issue. It's not an issue of color, friends. It's an issue of law. Okay, and law is colorblind. As a matter of fact, when you look at the woman that holds the balance of justice, she has a blindfold on. That's right. And folks, what we're seeing here again is nothing new under the sun. They are attacking by calling you names. Okay? And what they mean to do is, again, undermine your Constitution, and they are using immoral people throughout the United States of America to attempt to do just that. Wake up. And forefronting this, again, is the radical homosexuals that the professed church in America, to their own demise, is sympathizing with. Now we see in public schools, the radicals have infiltrated the public schools. Well, the American people stood down, not all of them. And what's right behind them, friends? They're beginning to infiltrate Sharia through the educational scheme throughout the United States of America again. Who is the forefront? Who preceded? The radical homosexuals. Who's right behind them? The radical.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Angela in Atlanta, Georgia. Bradley Dean's video series titled My War shows Bradley's journey bringing a message of truth to young people in assemblies across this nation. And it's a message they respond to in positive and powerful ways. In this series, he also reveals evidence of anti-American, anti-family, and anti-Christian influences that the children in government-controlled education are exposed to every day. Get your copy of My War and see for yourself. Have video watching parties within your community, and then consider joining Sons of Liberty Radio in their mission to rescue the children from the government system, and let's empower parents to train up their children in the way they should go. Thank you, Bradley, for taking a stand for our nation's children.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farther from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now. Only at GCNLive.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Welcome back. Again, friends, exposing Muslim Brotherhood infiltration through the Obama administration. We have Mr. Mohammed El Abayari resigning his DHS post today. And I'll tell you why he's resigning, because he's been busted.
He's in trouble.
And what they're doing is they're just moving him along to Texas. And interestingly enough, we're playing a piece where Janet Napolitano, the head of the DHS, is being questioned concerning this individual. This individual who's a part of the Muslim Brotherhood, who is appointed by none other than Barack Hussein Obama. Well, of course, this is right in front of our faces, friends. But let's go on and play the rest of this. He's, I'm sorry, I keep calling him he. She, who thinks he's a he, is being questioned by a representative from Texas. So go ahead and play on.
Islamist. But since that time, has you told me personally at that time that you were going to look into it. You weren't going to appoint somebody. You yourself were going to look into it. So what did you find out?
I found out that the statements that have been made in that regard are false. They are misleading and objectionable, and I think they
Okay, then, madam, you need to know that you have people who are lying in your department, because Texas Department of Public Safety has been told the investigation was done. He did access the classified information with his own private computer. He did download the documents that we knew he did. And the one thing they could not confirm, because they didn't talk to the reporter or the people that he shopped the story to, they couldn't confirm that he shopped the story. But are you saying before this Congress right now that as Secretary of Homeland Security that it is a lie that Mohammed El-Bayari downloaded material from a classified website using the secret security clearance you gave him? Are you saying that's a lie?
I'm saying that is inaccurate. That is correct.
All right. What is inaccurate about that?
A number of things. First of all, we have several people on the Homeland Security Advisory Committee are Muslim. They've been helping law enforcement for a long time. Mr. El-Bayari himself was recognized by the FBI.
I didn't say anything about that. So if you could confine your answer to what I said and what you find misleading.
See, this is what they do for him.
Stonewall and block.
One of the things
I
find misleading is that he somehow downloaded classified documents.
So are you saying that the state and local intelligence community of interest database is not classified?
I'm saying that he, as far as I know, did not download classified documents. And
now, one of the games that gets played sometimes by people who come up here and testify is that they have somebody not provide them adequate information so that they can come in here and say, so far as I know, not to my knowledge, that kind of thing, and they obscure the truth.
Yep.
Has El-Bayari's status on Homeland Security Advisory Council changed?
No.
It did not bother you that he accessed information?
He accessed some information. What bothers me, quite frankly, are the allegations that are made against anyone.
Okay, stop there.
Yeah.
Do you see what's going on, friends? These are the people that are appointed to protect the American people, so you're told. But they are there, and now they are appointed to protect those that mean to do America harm. Boy, this is so simple for me to get.
Yeah.
Go on.
To be Muslim.
Well,
okay, rewind that just a little bit. People need to hear this. She said, I don't feel, in other words, she's saying, I don't like the way that you're making, in essence, accusations because he's Muslim.
Right.
See
of
what
course.
See what it's coming back to
yeah,
now? They're
the
victim.
Guy.
Yep, they're the victim.
Yep.
Well, they're the ones perpetuating the crimes against the American people. Now, again, I don't know if it was just me, but on September 11th, the American people were told that we were under a radical Islam threat. They were the ones that dropped the two towers. Now, for some reason, 13 and 14 years later, America, you're the ones that are being targeted by the Janet Napolitanos in this criminal administration. I hope everybody's getting this. Read the Word of God. It's real simple to see. Play it again.
Information.
He accessed some information. What bothers me, quite frankly, are the allegations that are made against anyone who happens to be Muslim.
Is that crazy?
The allegations are not because he is Muslim.
That's right.
You follow me around the world. You see me hugging Muslims around the world because the ones I hug are our friends. And this administration seems to have a hard time recognizing members of terrorist groups who are allowed into the White House. You're aware of that happening, aren't you?
Absolutely not.
Is that interesting?
Oh.
See, folks,
all right.
He's laughing at her.
Obviously, you're kept in the dark. A lot of these
complete
incompetence. Are you aware of what the Freedom and Justice Party is in Egypt?
Representative.
She's trying to get out of it.
Are you aware of what the Freedom and Justice Party is in Egypt?
Mr. Chairman, could we have...
It's a simple question. It doesn't afford an interruption. Is she aware of what the Freedom and Justice Party is in Egypt?
Would the Secretary respond to the question?
Yes.
Are you aware that Mr. Alibieri's foundation that has now been had their charter pulled because they have failed to provide the information that the government requires to keep their 501c3 status? Are you aware that that was, before the 501c3 status was pulled, called the Freedom and Justice Foundation?
Representative, I'm not going to get into a debate about some of this.
I'm asking you if you know simple
facts. That's criminal for
her. I would like to say.
You say you're not going to get into debate. I don't want to debate. This is a question and answer. Are you aware of that being the name of his foundation that has now had the 501c3 status pulled?
The insinuation that
can you answer the question? There's no insinuation.
Chairman,
the gym is
can we have regular order?
I will allow the witness to answer the question, yes.
Please answer just the question.
Representative, with all respect, I believe you are insinuating that I and members of my staff...
I am not insinuating anything. I'm asking a direct question.
Mr. Chairman...
You're not answering the question.
Chairman.
The question is very simple.
I think the point is made. She is stonewalling. She is refusing illegally to answer the question... These representatives have every right in the world to interrogate. She's doing what she's told to do. And this is, again, going back to what I originally said. They're the ones that are being used to open the doors to America's enemies.
Yeah.
Because the American people have tolerated that which God has called an abomination.
And what they're doing, the chairman, he is asking direct questions that require a simple reply. They don't require a paragraph of stonewalling and rolling around the issue.
No,
and
haven't
really
you ever gone to a restaurant before and I say, I want a hamburger and french fries?
And then they start talking about the wind and the summer. Summertime breezes and something that has nothing to do with what you're even talking about. It's not what I asked you for.
I want a hamburger and a french fry.
It's so irritating. It's enough to make your blood boil. Well, because, as you mentioned, these people are supposed to be the heads in charge. They lie about what they know. They completely stonewall.
This is the former governor of Arizona as well.
Yeah, and they walk around the issues. They don't answer the question. I'm not here to debate with you. Neither am I. Answer the question. It's a simple question.
Well, maybe that's what we should tell the DSA and the DHS next time they ask us for idea. Well, you know, I'm not here to debate.
I want to talk about this and that and the other
thing. And by the way, it's a pretended authority, friends, because they're there. This pretended authority is there, again, because the American people stand down when they should play the law. They're actually allowing others to play the law, again, under the guise of, well, it again is a pretended authority. It's not law, friends. It has the color of law. It looks like law. Law smells like law, but it is not law, and they are violating Article 4 of the Bill of Rights, and it's a violation of the Constitution again, friends. And again, friends, we need to draw the line in the sand and say enough is enough, and deal with these people, and quit playing games with these people who mean to destroy the American way. And again, isn't it interesting that Barack Hussein Obama would appoint Muslim Brotherhood infiltrators into the DHS that are imams? Yeah. See, they're doing their job, friends. The question is, America, are you doing yours? Because really what it comes down to is who believes more.
That's right.
That's really what it comes down to.
And you know, you're not going to hear this played through the state-run media and have it broken down like this with the commentary about people needing to be held accountable and to actually, you know what? I mean, it's a novel idea. Tell the truth.
You're exactly right, but it is getting more intense out there,
yes.
and I'm not saying it's terrible that the conservatives and the patriots and the Christians of America have to wait until their backs are up against the wall. And about the time the American people wake up to who these people are, I just just hope for your sake and America's sake, friends. I'm not putting myself in the equation of one way or another. I'm in the boat with you. I'm just simply here as a watchman telling you what's going on. I just hope it's not too late when you finally figure out what really is going on in this country. They are, through the radical Islam, trying to create a new world order. And by the way, keep in mind, the radical Islam, they need to understand that they're being used just like the radical homosexuals are. They haven't figured that out much. He who digs a pit, will he himself fall into it. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.